Exclusive, Andy Biggs, this country is going to be saved at the state level. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 2, 2022. Representative Andy Biggs, Arroz, told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview that he believes this country is going to be saved at the state level, which is why the House Freedom Caucus, HFC, recently announced its intention to establish versions of the Freedom Caucus throughout state legislatures. We put this together, this idea, about a year ago, and have been working on it, Biggs told Breitbart News at Turning Point USA's recent America Fest conference in Phoenix, Arizona. There will be a separate unit, legally, and they're going to help provide communication and liaison between state legislative HFCs and then federal HFC, the congressman explained. We think that this country is going to be saved at the state level, so we want to be able to provide the support that they need, Biggs said. We want them to know what the feds are doing, and we want to hear what they're doing and what their issues are so we can have better communication to try to fix what's going on in Congress that affects negatively the states. Biggs added that he believes the Freedom Caucuses will be the future of the Republican Party, which is already a more right-leaning party than it has been. I think we have a chance to really change the dialogue and the trajectory of the Republican Party long-term, he said. And that really is the vision that I have and that the Freedom Caucuses have. After being asked if he thinks the White House putting pressure on big tech to silence American citizens is a violation of the First Amendment, Biggs said, "That's fascism, because they're using big business to implement big government and anti-constitutional policies. So I think it's a clear violation," the congressman added. "The second thing is, we can change that, and we need to get in and change that. We can do it with Section 230, which we need to change the protections that we're giving them. They are acting like monopolies, antitrust behavior, and we need to take action on that," Biggs said. "If we do that, we can turn that back so it's freer again." Over New Year's weekend, Twitter permanently blacklisted the personal account of a sitting member of Congress, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA. Last year, Twitter permanently banned then-sitting United States President Donald Trump from the platform. Biggs also reacted to President Joe Biden recently announcing a list of his 2021 accomplishments amid 40-year high inflation, the southern border and supply chain crises, and Americans stranded in Afghanistan, stating, "There are no accomplishments for this administration. The foreign policy is an absolute disaster. We've got folks left in Afghanistan, we've emboldened China, North Korea, the Taliban is back in power. We've degraded the peaceful situation in the Middle East that was there. This is just a joke," the congressman said. Biggs continued. "And then internally, on domestic policy, we've got inflation like we haven't seen in 35 years, and it's growing. We killed our energy policy, which was actually making us energy independent. We've got prime rates blowing up, and we've got an invasion. An Article 4, Section 4 invasion that the federal government is ignoring on our southern border. The list of accomplishments, who knows what, Biden, thinks they might be, but there are none," Biggs affirmed. "There are no positive accomplishments that this regime has put together." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.